Now we're calling all foodies for today's GeoQuiz. We're talking about a special dish that'll make your mouth water. It's making mine water. It's called koshari. It's made with rice, lentils, or fava beans, chickpeas, pasta, and tomato sauce. Add a garnish of fried onions, and you're ready. Some say this vegetarian meal was created by Coptic Christians who could eat it during Lent. True or not, it's known as the national dish of an Arab country that we'd like you to name. There's even an online satirical newspaper named after this dish. Here's another clue. This northern African country has experienced some big changes in the past 6 months. So, where are we? We'll let you know later on the program. Egypt is dealing with what happens after a revolution. It's still an uncertain time, with elections slated to take place there sometime in the fall. But it's also a time of greater freedom to speak out. One group that was speaking out even before the revolution were the founders of an Egyptian online satirical newspaper. It's called El Koshari Today, named after a famous Egyptian dish. The newspaper used to take aim at the government of Hosni Mubarak. Reporter Julia Simon met for a meal of koshari last year with the writers. They all go by pseudonyms. She recently checked in with them again to see how they're faring in a post-Mubarak Egypt.
It's 11 p.m. on a weeknight during Ramadan, and downtown Cairo feels like a street party. I'm here with Subar Lox, one of the writers of El Koshari Today.
Downtown Cairo, near Falaki Square, and we're walking now to Abu Tariq. Koshari. We're going to where we met for koshari 1 year ago.
Koshari is a dish with lentils, fava beans, pasta, tomato sauce, and fried onions. It's quintessentially Egyptian and is a favorite of Subar Lox and his co-writers. They named their satirical newspaper after it. On this night, Subar Lox and another writer, Makarona, are taking me back to Cairo's most famous koshari restaurant, Abu Tariq. But it turns out it's closed for renovations.
Is there any koshari to be found?
The guy said there was a place down the street, but I mean, it's, I don't know.
So we head to another restaurant, Koshari Tahrir, not far away.
And it's totally...
It's getting renovated, I guess. Definitely shut down.
We try one more place, Shabrawi. This one's open, and Subar Lox asks for koshari. But there isn't any.
Even though Shabrawi advertises a neon light koshari, good price, They don't actually have any koshari.
But the cashier said that they were planning on having koshari.
When? First of all?
Initially, when they decided to.
When they made the neon light?
When they made, exactly, that's exactly it. When they made the light, they thought, we're going to have koshari.
With Egypt's go-to koshari restaurants not serving koshari, and an interim military council running the country, for now, not much seems reliable in Egypt these days. Even El Koshari Today has become a lot less today. Makarona says one reason they've slowed down is they've lost their third member, Ward Zayeda. He's become an activist.
I think he likes to think he's a bit busy being a revolutionary right now. No. He's just really busy.
So busy that he couldn't meet with me. In May, Ward Zayeda got arrested for demonstrating and spent 4 days in jail. And that got the others writing again. The result was an article called How to Become a Political Activist in Egypt. Suggestions included getting a Twitter account with the word rebel in the name and getting beaten up, but not too much, because attractive activists get more media attention. Here's Makarona.
We thought, okay, you know, if this is proper satire, it should target both. And, you know, I shouldn't always just go for the bad guys.
In the months since the revolution, the writers of El Koshari Today no longer worry much about directly criticizing the government, even the military. That's partly because they're no longer alone.
There's sort of been this explosion of satire in the country, and our little niche has been sort of hijacked by tons and tons of, great voices out there.
But Egyptian publisher and commentator Hisham Qasim says all this satire isn't always a good thing.
And I find a lot of it in very poor taste, very shabby. You see that especially in the comedy talk shows in Ramadan in the evening. And frankly, I'm not amused.
Qasim says El Koshery Today distinguishes itself by its quality. He even posted the How to Become an Activist article on his Facebook page.
I liked it. I found it very genuine and innovative.
El Koshery has been working with a producer to create a TV version, but they wrote the pilot back when Mubarak was still president, and now they're struggling with the rewrite. With the country in such a confusing state until the elections, set for November, Subhay Locke says that, like Egypt, El Koshery Today is in limbo.
It is so unclear and so confusing to the extent that I think a lot of people don't even know what's happening right now. You know what I mean? It's very up in the air.
One thing is clear. The guys at El Koshery Today promise me that after Ramadan, we're going to find that koshery. For The World, I'm Julia Simon, Cairo.
And by the way, in our GeoQuiz, we asked you to name the home of koshery, the dish. By now, you've probably figured it out. The answer is Egypt.